Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
Good morning, everyone. Pete Lacy from SC4 here with Kirk Kramer, our president. Kirk, how we doing?
I think we're doing fine. How are you doing, Pete? I mean, we're pinch hitting for Paul Miller. You know, Paul's the star. How do you think we're doing?
It seems to be going okay. Steve has given us not official grade yet, but some thumbs up, so I feel pretty good about it. Coffee was hot, so yeah. I did go get a refill of coffee, and that's going well. The donuts have not arrived yet.
No, they haven't. But thank goodness Steve is here pushing all the buttons. We just get to sit here and visit.
Yes.
And that's a great time. And thank you, all the listeners, for visiting and listening in with us.
Yes. And speaking of visiting, we have an outstanding professor here today, Katie McCullough. Katie, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thank you for joining us. I really want to talk just about day in the life of a professor. I mean, you are an outstanding professor at the college. I can say that because I hear that from students as well, and I've worked with you a long time. But can you just talk a little bit about your life as a college professor?
Pete, this is an award-winning professor. Katie is the Teaching Excellence Blessinger Award winner of 2026. We have celebrity in our studio right here right now.
Autographs afterwards.
You bet.
Katie is outstanding. It's an honor to be here with you guys. A day in the life is really, it sounds cliche, but it's the best job on earth. I went to SC4. I graduated from here. I was a first generation college student, so I know what it's like for a student to be here. We get on campus early. We prep our classrooms. We have a state-of-the-art simulation lab. So if we're going to be in the sim lab, if we're going to be in the classroom, we have skills labs where we do practice skills that don't require the simulation, which includes lifelike mannequins. So we get our rooms ready. We collaborate with each other. We make sure everything the students need is available. We usually get to our classes a little ahead of when the students would, because the students like to kind of filter in before class, talk with us if they're having any concerns, and then we jump right in. We are hands-on. We have small class sizes, so in our labs we have usually 8 to 12 students, and in our classrooms we really we don't have more than 30 students, so we get to know our students really well. They get to know us. We offer things that I don't think you'd see at other schools, like we record our lectures and put them online, so if a student has to miss class for a family emergency, their car won't start, their sitter didn't show, they're sick, they can still get the content, and then we meet with them to get them caught up. So we try to be there for the students and meet them where they are, because they're all coming at us from different backgrounds, different levels, different opportunities.
It's a full day. It's a full day of work, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a full day of work. Yeah.
And you get to know the students. You know, our professors get to know the students in the class. It's not just a name on a roster. It's a real relationship and connection. And you get to learn and help those students learn and what they need and the motivation. And you're really right there as a coach and teacher and mentor. You're everything for those students.
Yeah, we had a student last year who was pregnant, and she was due to have her baby right during final exams. Mm-hmm. And she was having a C-section for some complications. We sat down with her. Those of us who had her in class, there were three of us, Professor Turo, Professor Murphy, and I. We sat down with her. She actually got her doctor's office on the phone so we could work around when could she have her C-section, when was it safest for the baby, which was the top priority, and then what would we do? She didn't want to miss any school. She wanted to continue on in the program in January. So we worked out a plan with her. She had her baby, a beautiful baby. She brought her baby to final exams. Now, we're not saying that that's an expectation. We want moms to have as much time at home with their new babies, but that was her goal. So that's what we work at. What are the goals of the students and how do we help them in extreme situations meet those goals, meet their personal goals, have a safe family life, and learn what they need to be a nurse. And the majority of our graduates go on to be nurses right here in Port Huron or the surrounding hospitals. And, you know, these nurses are going to be our nurses when we require health care. So we want to make sure that they get what they need so they can take good care of us.
That's a great point. Sometimes I'll get asked, well, you know, I don't have somebody that's going to school in my family. But those that do go to school at SC4 help the whole community. They do help your family because they're in the hospital and the healthcare system.
They help our families. My mom is 82 years old. She lives in the community. She has been hospitalized over the last several years 5 times. Every time she had a previous student of mine as her nurse, our area hospitals provide exceptional care. So we want our nurses to be able to go there and work and meet the standards that our area hospitals have too, because we are the patients.
SC4 makes a big difference. And what a commitment. When I listen to your stories, just a commitment on the faculty and a commitment of the students. It's really a match of commitment to achieve.
You know, and it's not just us, it's administration too. Last year, Mrs. Turo heard of a student who was facing some severe financial burdens, and she was so close to graduating, and she didn't have money for gas. She lived out of the area, and Dr. Bellman, our chief academic officer, heard about this, and everyone pitched in some money. We were able to get her some gas cards so she could make it back to campus and graduate. So we do know our students. We know the joys that they're going to be celebrating, whether it's having a baby in the middle of the program or the hardships of not having gas money. And like I said, a lot of us went right here to SC4. So we know what those burdens are like. Yeah. We were college students, and we remember, so we can connect on a real level with them.
Yeah, SC4 really cares.
Yeah, that personalized attention. I mean, I go to lots of meetings, I talk to lots of people, and they often say that my best college classes were at SC4, which is exciting to hear from the community. Katie, you are a product of SC4. We just had some partners from Lake Huron Medical in here, and Avery's an SC4 grad, just speaks with pride.
Their educator,
about the time that they spent at the college. So healthcare industry is changing all the time. And you talked a little bit about a simulation center. So I just want to, for a moment, go, how has the college evolved since you started as a student, as a professor, to today? And, you know, the importance of having those experiences. If it was the same scenario, the same classroom that it was when you were a student, I'm guessing that wouldn't be very good for students.
Right. And it's kind of funny that you say that, Pete, because when I went here, the AIDS academic was just hitting. And so we, the college, had to shift gears and look at what did that mean as far as keeping nurses safe. That was, if you can even imagine, when we started wearing gloves. Before that, we didn't wear gloves for all the patient care we do, right? So then AIDS and HIV hit, and we had to quickly adapt, and the college had to. So, you know, that was back in the 80s. Right. Now we come full circle, and we went through COVID. And we had to quickly adapt and say, how do we continue to graduate the best nurses and keep them safe and keep our patients safe? So our simulation lab allows us to do everything from the most basic, applying oxygen, to birthing a baby. The patients can die. So we can take students through what it's like to run a code. We have crash carts in there, which are the big carts we use to bring someone back and shock them. And we do things like a mega code where we partner with our respiratory therapy program, and Dr. Basha comes in and we invite nurses down. So we work with other departments to see, and we can do all of that in our simulation lab. It's set up like a small hospital down there. We have patient rooms with beds and ventilators, and we can monitor heart rates, vital signs, administer medication. But then we can also get to, which is pretty high-tech stuff, we can also take it right back down to the basics of how do you make a bed? How do you take a patient who just had surgery from sitting to standing? So we cover all of it from the very basic. So if you're thinking, I'd love to be a nurse, but I don't know how, you don't need to know how. That's what we're for. We will teach you everything that you need to know, from the most basic of how to put a gown on a patient, how to talk to the patient, how to hold their hand at the end of life, how to celebrate at the birth of a baby. We'll take you through step by step, and we will love you through it, because that's who we are. We love what we do here.
And you you have a service group also, don't you? Two, you have one of an honor group that goes for nurses, and also a student service group. So SC4 does more than just the classroom, don't we?
Oh, we do. Yeah, we have our Nurse Honor Guard, which is a group that goes at the time of a nurse in the community's death. We go to the funeral service and provide a ceremony where we recite some prayers. We do a final call to duty, and then we give the family a Nightingale lamp. So if you are in need of that service, you can reach out to the college or you can contact the area funeral homes. But we also have a student service group that is student-led. And this is a group of students that volunteer, and they do community projects. So maybe it would be working at the Y to help with vital signs, working at Mid-City Nutrition, helping serve food. They decide what projects they want to do. We have a program where they track their hours, and if they complete enough hours, they graduate with special honors for service to the community. And that's led by Mrs. Turo and Mrs. Purcell. And it's a great opportunity for students to give back to the community and to just have another experience.
It's very meaningful, to recognize those years of service in the community, that individual makes that commitment. And then the students recognizing that service to the community. And so SC4 certainly does more than just educate. We really support this community.
The whole program, yeah.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you coming in. We appreciate you coming in. And more than that, we appreciate all of your dedication to your career and giving back, helping others, making a real difference in our community. High rigor, high quality, but high return. And I see that our students, our graduates, make a big difference in our community. So, Katie, thank you for being with us today. And thank you, listeners, for tuning into the new 105.5 WPHM Country, Rock, and Folk.